This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning Patriots Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Made some additions over there today. All right, joining us right now on this Patriot Day 2020, we have Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the show off with this minute and 10 seconds of reality from September 11th, 2001.
Battalion 1 is also sending the whole confinement on this box to that area, okay?
Engine 6 to Manhattan, okay?
Engine 6.
The World Trade Center, Tower number 1, is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
10-4, all companies stand by at the time.
Now, that was the way things started at about 8:47 a.m. on September 11, 2001. And from there, we kind of know the rest of the story, but we're going to get into some more details as the program progresses tonight. But, Kyle, what do you remember about September 11th? What were you doing, and what do you remember?
Well, of course, here in California, I remember my dad actually called me on the phone. He said, turn on your TV right now. And, of course, I did that, and we began that day. And just trying to figure out exactly what was going on. I remember trying to get all the information we could, and I was doing a broadcast at the time as well. And we just watched to see, you know, what was happening, and we were trying to deal with the impact of it all during the midst of that. But one of the things that I remember, of course, about 9/11, Captain, and the towers in New York, but something that happened as well in Washington, I remember, I think it was Jim Mikuláševski, I think it was from ABC News, I believe it was from ABC.
No, he was on NBC, I remember.
NBC, okay, yeah. Right. Well, he, I remember he said the words, as he saw the F-16s flying over Washington, D.C., said, "My God, they're flying air cover over Washington, D.C." And we knew that the world had changed so much at that time, especially, of course, when the second plane hit the second tower. Our lives would never be the same. And America, at that moment in time, had to mobilize, and we did, absolutely.
Well, for everybody that's out there on the street, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all these people that think they've got it so bad and so terrible, you need to think for a second what happened to this country on September 11, 2001. Every single one of you. And remember how many people's worlds were turned upside down. Now, the official death toll of the day stands at 2,977. But what people don't understand is that since that time, we've had a number of people dying because of the illnesses that they contracted from the World Trade Center, as well as the Pentagon, because they sucked in the same hazardous fumes and whatnot over there, but more so in New York City, where firefighters actually stayed on the job for months working what we became to call the pile. That's what we called it. I'm sure you've heard it before. But over 25,000 people were injured as a result of that. We've lost almost 1,600 people that have not been counted on top of the 2,977 that some of them aren't even covered under the 911 coverage, the special coverage that was put in for the first responders and people that were doing rescue duty and recovery duty around the World Trade Center. And that is wrong.
It certainly is, Captain. And something else that stands out in my mind is when the firefighters got to the lobby of the tower, of tower number one, I believe, we kept hearing bang, bang, bang. Those were people who had to jump from the towers.
That's right.
Just grisly.
That's right. Hold that thought. And, of course, folks, when we come back, I just wanted to start the show that way to put a little sense of reality into things. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're moving on. And we'll be back with more. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Patriot Day Edition, September 11, 2020. You know, this portion of the program brought to you by a couple of patriotic Americans, Pete and Seth Talbot. They do great things for America. And they've got a big deal going on, and I mean a really big deal. I really think it is, because they sell the three-week quick start for just $19.95 to anyone that's struggling from pain, like neck and shoulder and back or hip or knee pain. $19.95. Now, that's about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 or 5 months after you keep ordering it. And, friends, this is huge, because the people who don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month, if it doesn't work, you know, laughing out loud, so to speak, Pete and Seth Talbot have told me they're on a mission to help as many people as they possibly can deal with their pain and get rid of it. Now, they really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or getting older or whatever, try the three-week quick start for $19.95. And let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or if you want to call in, you can call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you, because if you don't, you're not going to get the $19.95 price. So, again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And see if we can get you out of pain. I'm sure we can. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, Kyle, we've got some news we have to talk about, and every now and then we'll drop in something from Patriot Day, September 1st, 2001. I've got all sorts of audio here that I'm going to be playing during the course of the night, short clips here and there. But I was watching this young
what's the word I want here? He was a young, cocky individual, the Biden spokesman that was on last night on Fox Television. And it was, I think he was on with Brett Baer. I think that's when I saw it. Mm-hmm. And he refused to discuss whether or not Joe Biden used a teleprompter to answer questions and several other things. He wouldn't give any answer. And he says, well, I'm not going to give Fox News a chance to do whatever, this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, what a bunch of crap. But the Biden advisor just bristled at the question about you ain't black remarks. He says, I'm not going to do this. He wasn't going to go into it, you know, that comment. So we've got Joe Biden and company hiding the truth. Is that a fair assumption?
Sure, yeah.
And we've got hypocrisy going on, probably at its worst right now, coming from the left, coming from the Biden campaign, the Kamala Harris campaign, because they're trying to do anything they can to discourage, destroy. They're on a seek and destroy mission against Donald Trump because their days are numbered. And I'll tell you what the other thing is they got to be shaking in their boots about. Yesterday we heard two things from the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr. Number one, the Durham probe might yield more indictments. Attorney General Barr said that, and that had to put the fear by Jesus in some people that are involved in that. What do you think?
Oh, you know, absolutely. Yeah, I think that, again, there hasn't been a whole lot of information coming out about that, so any little bit has got to absolutely rattle them because maybe they don't know really what to expect. But they do know this. They know that there's probably a lot of stuff there that they can make hay out of at the Justice Department. Absolutely.
And then the second thing that happened was the Department of Justice records showed that all the members, not just a few, all the members of Mueller's team wiped their phones clean during the Trump probe, so there was nothing on their phones.
Well, they must have gone to the Hillary school of how to smash your phone into little bits or something like that. But all joking aside, that could be very serious, Captain. If they're government-issued cell phones, one would think, in the course of doing their business, their whatever it is for the investigation, could that result in something about maybe withholding evidence? That sounds,
sure.
Sounds like it to me.
What were they afraid of?
Right. Well, exactly right. And, of course, the Mueller investigation was a huge bust to begin with. So I think the public would have a right to know,
yeah.
You know, if they went down certain avenues or tried to go down
yeah.
certain avenues. Yeah.
Now, Joe Biden also did an interview with CNN, and I'm going to tear this one up for a second here. Joe Biden said, look what Trump's tax cut did, the multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar tax cut that went mainly to the very wealthy and to corporate America. Well, that's a lie. Because similar claims from the Democrats have all been debunked by such phenomenal liberal establishments as the New York Times. Because the New York Times even admitted there's little disagreement that experts said that most people in America got a tax cut. I got one.
Yeah, I got one too. And again, it's this kind of stuff. This is why, you know, we go back to what Kamala Harris said. Remember how she viciously attacked Joe Biden in the debates, and when asked about that, and she landed some good punches, obviously. They were trying to knock him out of the race at that point. But then she came back and said, it was a debate. It was just a debate. Well, again, to these people, it's just a campaign. They can say whatever they want as long as it gets the desired result, one would think. And so, yeah, they'll go out and say whatever they can.
Well, the average family of four received a $2,000 tax cut, while all those seeing benefits like the doubling of a child credit and lowering energy bills, too. The Trump tax cuts also help workers who are projected to create 1.4 million new jobs across all 50 states. In addition, 82% of middle-income earners received a tax cut thanks to President Trump, and 65% of all taxpayers are estimated to have seen their taxes go down. I know it worked. Joe Biden lied. And, well, let's see. Joe Biden lied and people died.
Well, but this is, again, the idea is to say, well, President Trump, and I've actually heard people say this, President Trump hasn't done anything for the middle class, and it's only the rich getting richer.
What a bunch of crap.
Well, yeah, well, they hear this stuff on certain news networks, shall we say, and they believe it, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, I'm going to play a second clip here, and every segment I'm going to play a short clip of what transpired during the morning of September 11th, 2001, and this is the second clip coming from the World Trade Center. This is World Trade Center number 2.
Set 4, 1060 has been transmitted for the World Trade Center. 1060 for the World Trade Center.
Three trucks have been added.
Three trucks.
There's civilian reports from up here. A plane just crashed into the World Trade Center for your information.
10-4.
Trucks available.
Battalion 1's been added.
We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building. Transmit a third alarm. We'll have the staging area at Vesey and West Street. Have the third alarm assignment go into that area. Second alarm assignment report to the building, okay?
All right, 10-4. Second alarm assignment, report to the World Trade Center. Second alarm assignment, report to One World Trade Center.
Engine 1-0 to Manhattan.
Engine 1-0, okay.
It appears an airplane crashed into the World Trade Center.
10-4, third alarm has been transmitted, box 8087. Third alarm transmitted, box 8087 for One World Trade Center.
Squad 1-8 to Manhattan, okay.
Squad 1-8, okay.
If the 1st Battalion transmitted that it looked like it was intentional in more units.
Now, that last transmission was interesting because he says it looks like it was intentional. In other words, the firefighters on the ground are all telling everybody what we were all thinking.
Yes, exactly right. And I think, Captain, what really stands out is the professionalism of even what we just heard on that clip right there. This is a horrific event where most people, understandably so, would be so totally shocked by observing this, seeing this, that they just would freeze. But the training of these firefighters and the dispatchers and so forth, they are running this horrific disaster and doing their jobs. And it's a real testament. The firefighters, the dispatchers, the air traffic controllers, and others, first responders who had to deal with this on 9/11, but ran into the danger. This is something that you can't teach that. These are just heroes.
Well, we are trained in the fire service, police department, CMS. We are trained to run towards the danger. That's what we do, and we are trained to get people out of harm's way. And these people, again, I said it earlier in the first segment, I'll say it again. These people got 25,000 people out of harm's way. There could have been a catastrophic amount of death and destruction. The destruction was bad enough, but we could have had a lot more people die. Unfortunately, twice the amount of people died in Tower 1 as did Tower 2, but that's because the people in Tower 2 decided to get out of Dodge when they saw what happened to Tower 1, and that was a smart thing. All right, and we are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere on this September 11th, 2020. This is 19 years after the fact, and we still remember. We will never forget. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Authorities in Northern California's Butte County were continuing to look for at least 12 people missing in a fire after three people were found dead in connection with the blaze. Jacob Blake from the U.S. Forest Service talks about how much of a struggle it is to rescue anybody caught in the fires.
The pilots have been challenged by visibility, most of all. The smoke's been very thick.
There are firefighters that deployed fire shelters last night in that area. And so when you deploy a fire shelter, that's kind of a last chance for survival. So you take the fire shelter out of your pack and you crawl into it.
The fire continues to worsen after burning for about 3 weeks, damaging or destroying hundreds of homes and other structures. Destructive wildfires are also tearing through parts of Oregon and Washington State. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said it has received at least 85 missing person reports or requests for welfare checks in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder's going to be in Sarasota on the 23rd of October along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk and Phil Grandy, and I will be the master of ceremonies for a great conservative summit down there, the Salem Media Group Conservative Summit. It's a national tour that's coming to Sarasota down at the Hyatt. Now, to get tickets, you can go to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, a boat, an ATV, or an RV, whatever it is you're driving, they can cover that for you, and they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico.com, and type in your zip code, and away you go, and you'll find out what I already know. I've been with them for 14 years, and they've saved me money every year. And this week, they called me up, and they said, hey, we got another way to save you a little bit more money, and I'll be doggone if you didn't save me another 10% of my insurance. Way to go, Geico. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, Sally in Plano, Texas called in and said howdy, howdy, and we appreciate her calling in, so hello to Sally.
Yes, hello, Sally. Thanks.
Yep. Let's talk for a second about this, some of the COVID stuff going around. First of all, you were telling me yesterday that Halloween is back on in California, right?
Yes, Halloween is back on in California. They relaxed their banning of trick-or-treating and now making it recommendations, evidently.
Well, wait till you hear this one. In New Jersey, Halloween is on there, according to the governor, Phil Murphy.
Well, it's good. That's good.
But not New York.
But not in New York. That's right. Well, again, you know, it's really something. I mean, you couldn't have told people back in March that, oh, by Halloween, you're still not going to be able to, socialize in that regard. But yes, I think they'll find that there'll be outcries in communities, but, people are going to find some way to help their kids have fun on Halloween, I'm sure.
Yeah, now the University of Alabama had a problem, and they suspended 33 of their students for COVID violations. I wonder what that was all about.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they effectively suspended them from campus while they go and figure this whole thing out about the COVID-19. But they didn't specify what the violations were, however, that resulted in the suspensions. So maybe it could have been socializing too close together or something like that.
And I haven't heard from our little friend down there in Sarasota who's got a daughter that's going to Alabama, so must be she's still okay.
Yep, hopefully so, yes.
Yeah. By the way, some good news for the economy. J.P. Morgan has told their senior traders that they expect them to come back to work in their offices by September the 21st and pick up where they left off.
Yeah, that is a very interesting development. And of course, in the overall office, commercial office space, issue, we're going to see how this kind of pans out. You know, Twitter has their headquarters, I think, in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And they've just said that they're going to have literally all of their staff essentially continue to work from home if they want to, and they're going to get out of 100,000 square feet of office space, maybe try to release it to somebody else or something. But this is going to have, we're going to see maybe, some very different impacts in cities and as far as companies deciding, do they need all that space, and are they going to bring people in, or can people still work from home, or some hybrid of that? So it remains to be seen.
Now, I did not watch the NFL game last night. I just know the final result. Kansas City won the game. The NFL commissioner outlined, the commissioner's office outlined the COVID-19 protocols for the games yesterday before the game last night. Do you know anything about any of that?
Unfortunately, I don't. I know that, of course, I don't think they had fans. That's not on the offing.
They did have fans. They had almost 16,000 fans in the stands. Yep.
Okay. Well, but again, they have to have some pretty strict things in terms of how you're going to make your way through the stadium, or what you can go by, and this kind of stuff.
Here's what I noticed, okay? We heard them say they were going to socially distance, and they were going to be, at least, the 6 feet apart, and there were going to be little pods and all that stuff. I saw a number of them closer together than what I thought I would have seen, and I'm not talking about 6 or 10 feet. I'm talking about sitting right up on top of each other, groups of 15, 20, maybe 25 in a group down in the end zones.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, it begs the question, are they all part of the same household?
I don't know.
I don't think so, yeah.
No,
I
don't know, but I saw that, and I went, okay, that doesn't look like they're getting that done very well, but then what do I know? By the way, little Dr. Fauci, our friend Mr. Little Dr. Fauci,
sure. Yeah.
There's a report that he was blocked from talking of the virus toll that it was taking on kids. I don't know if that's true or not, because I thought the kids were pretty much out of the woods.
Well, yeah. Well, we hear disparate reporting on this. First off, it's the very young, and it's not really going to affect young kids because they have their immune systems are strong and this kind of thing. And then it went to well, it does affect the kids, and that's why we don't want them at school. And then it went to, it does affect kids, but it stays in their respiratory system for a very, very long time and this kind of thing. So, unfortunately, I think most of the public is in the same boat of, what do we believe about how this virus affects kids? Whether or not Fauci was told not to do this, that might be extraordinary, but especially given what we're talking about now with the Bob Woodward quotes and how Fauci even responded to that.
Well, the CDC had a couple of things that they talked about yesterday. The first thing was they relaxed the COVID-19 screening guidelines at the airports. That's an improvement.
Well, yes, exactly, because one of the things, too, is that you have to be able to process people fairly quickly and with some reasonable assurance that, you know, these screening techniques are even really effective at catching someone who's really is COVID positive or something uh-huh. before getting on an airplane. You know, just
yep.
not having a fever doesn't mean that, or sometimes even if you've sneezed, you might have an allergy instead of COVID.
And finally, I've got another little short clip here from the World Trade Center. This is, again, it's not... These aren't don't start to get graphic yet, but this one has got maybe a little something in it. I saw the second plane hit the tower as we were going down the BQE, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, to our staging area at the Manhattan Tunnel. And for some reason, I kicked my portable mic that was on my shoulder. And I said, my God, we're at war. That came over the transmissions. It's on one of these tapes. But anyway, I'm going to play just a little bit more of this.
This is confirmed. 10-4, okay. Engine 1 on Manhattan.
Engine 1 on, go.
Roll every available ambulance you got to this position.
10-4, okay.
Rescue 2 to Manhattan.
Rescue 2, go.
Are we assigned any apostles in Lower Manhattan, sir?
Rescue 2, stand by.
All right, well, that was what was going on, and you heard them say confirmed terrorist attack. But anyway, let's go to the phones again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Don in Tampa. Just never forgetting September 11th and never forgetting the greatness of America pulling together from that. I was born in New York, so I wasn't there like you were there, but it was just a tremendous thing right now. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're under attack by the Democrat Party, by the media, by Hillary Clinton, by the rest of them, okay? Joe Biden has not done anything in 47. Look at how the media protects Joe Biden, and look at how they attack Donald Trump, the President of the United States. They have no respect. They have no. They just come with malice and hatred. That's who they are. But Joe Biden could stand in his basement and not do any interviews and not get any tough questions, please. Okay. Now Kamala Harris came to Florida what to buy off the evangelicals to take the blacks to church and sell us out. Okay. And I hope you don't sell Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, because Joe Biden hasn't done anything for blacks in 47 years, and he's not going to do anything for you for the next 47 years, okay? That's the bottom line. I pray everybody here in America, women, you want to get your hair done, got to vote for Republican. I pray everyone in America votes for Republican all the way down the ticket. And you take right. the House, the Senate, and the White
thanks,
House.
Todd.
Get the work
done. All right, thanks, and I appreciate that. And, it's Patriot Day. 2020, 19 years after the original day, September 11, 2001. We got more coming your way. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. In every segment, I'm going to play one of those little clips I've got. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. And wherever you are at on September 11th, you can share your story with us if you want. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. That's our uptown girl from Jersey. Now a horser, a horser rounder. Double D Horse Ranch over there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate her very much. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Truck on into a Pilot and Flying J right now. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. And remember, you can also join the Drivers Club, too, and that'll be a good thing for you. All right, well, here we go.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. donkey and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song, and he's out there trucking along the highways and byways tonight. Now I'm going to read this little here weather statement before I turn it over to Kyle. Areas of heavy rain and isolated flash flooding remain possible with a tropical air mass across the Middle Atlantic region into tonight. Now they did have some flooding today in parts of Virginia and Washington D.C. Now that's kind of moved out to sea, moving away, and that's a good thing. Might be some lingering rain in the area though. Temperatures are moderating over the central U.S. as showers and thunderstorms spread towards the upper Midwest today. And the fire weather conditions are improving across the western U.S., even though there's a bunch of fires yet, about 25 of them from what I'm hearing in Oregon, California, and parts of Washington State. In the meantime, there's a large area of well below normal temperatures covering the central portion of the country, the northern part, with it's going to moderate during the next couple of days. We do have some frost and some freeze warnings up tonight for parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin and the northern part of Michigan. And then over the weekend, we're going to get some rain in the deep south, in particular the Keys and South Florida. And creeping over into the Gulf is going to be a tropical system with a lot of rain. It's got the possibility to develop into something else. We don't know what it's going to be. But Kyle, take it away. Tell us about all that smoke out west.
Well, that's right, Captain. The word is unhealthy, and very unhealthy for those who are very sensitive to smoke and particulate matter in the atmosphere all over California and, of course, in Oregon as well. You look at the satellite picture, you see just the smoke literally covering essentially the whole area. In my area of Orange County, the fires are not near me. However, literally all day long, it was very dim because the smoke is just hanging in the air all over the state. And of course, again, the unhealthy air quality is keeping a lot of people indoors, as it should. But of course, the fires continue. And in California, Captain, unfortunately, we have 10 confirmed dead. Right now, we have 16 other people missing. I think among the among those who are found dead was, I think, a one-year-old child. And so that is a very, very sad thing indeed. But these fires come in so rapidly, people have barely any time to escape them, unfortunately. So we're going to keep a watch on that. Thankfully, the winds seem to have died down a little bit. The big winds didn't materialize, at least in the Southern California area, so that may be some help. But around the west this evening, of course, in Arizona, the good news is we're not seeing the excessive heat warnings or any of those kinds of things out in the west. However, in places like Phoenix, we're still going to see 97 tomorrow or later today, as the case may be, and 100 to 104 as we head to the weekend. Up in Las Vegas, you're looking at low 90s. Reno looks like it's going to be about 86. Sacramento is still going to be about 85 degrees. So, again, as we head into the weekend, we may see some changes. The good news is those major – and also I'm not seeing the freeze warnings or frost warnings that we had just about 24 hours ago. But right now, Captain, in the Cajon Pass in California on the 15 freeway, it's 61 degrees and the wind's at about 2 miles an hour. So if you're heading through there, you should have some pretty smooth sailing.
Well, I indirectly got involved to try to help somebody out yesterday that called me from Florida, and they have an uncle that was living, he has a cabin on the side of a mountain up there where one of the fires is in Jackson County. And the fire was on the other side of the mountain coming in his direction, and he was trapped where he was. All the roads were pretty much blocked or tied up, and they couldn't get out. So she says, what do I do? How do I get him out of there? And I says, well, you can call the National Guard, number one, because they're the ones flying the helicopters, or number two, you can call the fire department and tell them what's going on, and I'm sure they'll do everything they can to get him out of there ASAP. So as far as I know, she didn't call me back, so she must have made some headway. You never say never, right?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, also in Oregon, in southern Oregon, Captain, from the Alameda fire that was there, people are now starting to be able to go back to see how much devastation there is. And by looking at some of these pictures that are coming out of that area, it's very, very sad. A lot of devastation there.
All righty. Now, let's get into the weather here, because driving across the country, if you're up on I-80, you're going to run into a little bit of rain up coming out of Salt Lake City, going up into the Wyoming section there, northwestern Salt Lake City up towards Wyoming, and then right there, right on the border, there's a little bit of rain there in the Wasatch Front as well. There's some scattered showers east of Las Cruces, goes up towards Oklahoma, up towards through Lubbock. So a little bit of rain there, and the rain I was telling you about that was over Washington, D.C., it's starting to make its way out into the ocean. Most of the showers are gone now. And if you're up there traveling between Detroit and Toronto tonight, if you're up there going that way, you're going to have some rain east of Detroit going towards Toronto, so be advised of that. And that's about the way the weather looks. Now, down in the Bahamas, again, pay attention to the tropics. We do have a lot of rain down there. An undeveloped system with a lot of rain attached to it is drifting across South Florida, coming down through the Straits of Florida. And the Keys are going to get a lot of rain this weekend, and South Florida is going to get a lot of rain, depending on what that system does. The possibility of development is very good, because there's nothing to stop it. And once it gets into that 90-degree water, which it will be shortly, then things will start getting interesting. It looks like as if that storm is going to move to the west, possibly to the northwest. And if it does, that means Texas, here we go again, right?
Yes, exactly right, yes.
Now, I got to remind everybody that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Remember, drive into the Pilot or the Flying J. Tell them you were listening to me on the radio. Talk about them. And you're stopping to get yourself a free cup of coffee, which you will get. And there you go. And that's the rest of the story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And don't forget, you can join the Drivers Club, too, and get one of those nice thermoses if you want. And good morning, George. And, George the Godfather is chiming in, and he says, hashtag never forget. Boy, you betcha. You betcha. We will never forget what happened. George is a friend of mine. He and I have become very good friends, because he was on the seventh floor of the World Trade Center as an electrician, and I don't need to say much of anything else. He's lucky he got out.
Wow. Yeah, that's really something, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
A lot of people found themselves there that day, and, we've all come together since then, because as fate would have it. By the way, we got just about 30 seconds here. The CDC said something yesterday, and I didn't get to this. I'm going to mention it now. They said dining out increases a risk of catching coronavirus. Now, their words, not mine. I've seen a lot of restaurants go to a lot of trouble to make sure that it's cleaner than normal. They've got these plastic partitions up so people can't cough or sneeze on each other. I mean, it's I've seen them doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, yeah, they're doing that to protect their customers. They care about their customers, because they're their lifeblood. And so, yeah, I think the restaurants are probably cleaner than they ever have been in the history of the universe at this point.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch on this Patriot Day, 2020, September 11th, 2020, 19 years after the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and that field in Pennsylvania. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.